Today we're taking amendments on SB 231, capital reappropriation and operating omnibus budget bill. We'll try to have the members speak up so that the people in the audience can hear. When people can't hear in the back for any length of time, start waving at me, and if I'm looking at you, I'll try to ask the members to speak up a little louder. It might take a while for me for you to catch my eye, because I'll be trying to keep track of what these other six guys are doing, six guys and ladies here. So with that in mind, we'll start in on the markup of the bill. We intend on going through the amendments that we have received, and in the order that department order that the finance secretary has laid them out for us. We're going to start with the supplemental section first. I think your supplemental might be in the bottom of your pile as far as members are concerned. But they are the most lengthy ones, and I just assume the co-chair Pierce explains it to you while we're fresh. We have supplemental one, supplemental all the way up through supplemental seven, I believe. Members present, Co-Chair Pierce, myself, Senator Sharp, Senator Donnelly, Senator Torkelson, Senator Adams, Senator Parnell, and Senator Phillips. Senator Pierce is getting her paperwork together. You'll notice that I have a roll of Tums for anyone that needs them. This is for the people at the table, and a little pig that was a lot bigger than this when it came, but it's pretty small now. You can only slice it so many slices. The supplemental is at the back of the pile.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, there's one through seven, I believe, there, Senator Pierce.
Is there things on the odd number pages?
It's just a supplemental number one. Not stapled.
I have 1 through 18.
Mr. Chairman, I would move supplemental number one.
Senator Pierce has moved supplemental number one. Let's see here.
Any objection?
Any objection to supplemental number one? So ordered.
Quit while we're ahead.
Supplemental number two. This is one we probably want a lot of explanation on. Adams.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, if I can find it here. Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number two.
Next. Okay.
Basically, what we have here is the sum of $1.4 million appropriated from the general fund to the Department of Health and Social Services for increased operating costs to the General Relief Medical Program for FY for this fiscal year. We know that we have a backlog of payments to make. We all understand the General Relief Medical Program, and I won't get into why it's needed, but it's one we need to pay for, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pierce?
Chairman, when we left town last year, we had a number of a supplemental number in our spending plan of $16.5 million, and when the governor gave us his budget on December 15th, as is required by law, he had, in fact, as I remember, in the budget he put on the table, $13.5 million in supplemental requests. But by the time when we actually saw the bill, that supplemental request in general funds alone had bumped all the way up to $70.7 million. For a total of $156 million. Mr. Chairman, we are back with the supplemental that is before you and with the early supplemental that we've already passed that was $4.2 million to the $16.5 million limit on general funds for the supplemental, along with the $8 million that covered the Medicaid additional Medicaid costs that we had always known we were going to have to accept. Mr. Chairman, it was an extraordinary fire year. I have already used the lapsing money that we have been identified in both the longevity bonus and also ATAP costs. We've already utilized. There is no more general fund dollars to utilize in the fiscal year 98 budget to keep us at plan. And why the governor said in December that he had $13.5 million in his plan and gave us such a large one, I don't really know. I would also just say that also staying away from the entire question of funding for women's services for pregnant women, and I know that I happen to be on the same side of the governor on that particular issue, but having said that, the department was given appropriation for that program last year. I think it was pretty clear to them after having made the cut that we made in the program last year that they should manage those funds. They testified before us that they had been busy managing their larger programs, and I think they've done a pretty good job on those larger programs. I think this one got a little out of control, and frankly, we just don't have the money to reimburse it. I also said at the table last week when we were talking about GRM funding in the operating budget that I think I gave the warning, I know that I gave the warning not to expect to see that money in the supplemental.
That's an objection. Any other comments on amendment number, supplemental yes. number two?
Mr. Chairman, it's just very hard to predict the caseload under general relief medical. And basically, the caseload has come from the urban areas of Anchorage and Fairbanks and partly Juneau, Kenai, and some of those. So that's where many of the disadvantaged people live. And that's why I'm supporting this amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Parnell?
I'll just also point out the governor cut the program last year. We took the governor's number, and that's the number that I'm asking to live with this year.
Please call the roll.
Senator Torkenson?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
One yay, 6 nays.
Supplemental number two fails by a vote of 1 yay and 6 nays. Senator Adams?
Yes. I move number three, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Number three is a supplemental portion that we need for power cost equalization. We will presently run out of PCE money in the middle of this particular month, and we need this equalization to take care of the rest of the fiscal year, Mr. Chairman. And if you go back and look at some of the locations around the state, and I'm going to use only mine, is with power cost equalization in the village of Suvunga, that on a monthly basis cost 44 cents a kilowatt, which comes to a home costing about $220. Without PCE, then it goes up to 68 cents a kilowatt, costing $340. And so that's an increase, I think, of $120 of increase. And so that's the reason we are putting forth the power cost equalization supplemental request.
I would just note that the $2.9 million balance in the stripper well and other penalties have been utilized in the present budget for low-income housing weatherization. Any other comments on the amendment, supplemental number three?
Well, Mr. Chairman, my record shows it still has a balance of $2.999 million in that particular funding at this particular time. No, that's That's why I'm getting it from that particular funding source.
Any other comments? Call the roll, please.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Parsons?
No.
Senator Pierce? Senator Sharp?
No.
1 yea, 6 nay.
Supplemental number 3 fails by 1 yea and 6 nays. Senator Adams?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move supplemental number 4.
Correct.
This basically puts in $2 million from the general fund for the disaster relief fund. It is needed to capitalize the fund. It presently has an amount of $60,000 left in that particular fund. Basically, what happens is if we have a, you know, this is going to be, as they estimate, a high fire year, so perhaps there's a large fire that can happen in the Kenai interior. And so we'll need some money to take care of that, and that's the reason we need to capitalize the fund. There is no money in the disaster relief fund, so that's why I'm putting forth this amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Comments? There has been objection. Please call the roll.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Torsten?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Supplemental number 4 fails by 1 yea and 6 nays. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move number 5.
Correct. Has been objection, Senator Adams.
This is a sum of $351,000 appropriated from the general funds to the Department of Administration. It's the public defender agencies. Basically, this particular division has an estimated shortfall of $351,000. While $350,000 is a marked reduction from the initial $650,000 anticipated deficit, a supplemental appropriation of this amount is needed. And I know that we all discussed this. It's the caseload that is taking toll of us. So that's the reason I placed this before you.
Comments? Has been objection on supplemental number 5. Please call the roll.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Parsons?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
1 yea, 6 nays.
Supplemental number 5 fails by 1 yea to 6 nays. Senator Adams?
Yes, I move number 6, Mr. Chairman.
Correct. Has been objection, Senator Adams.
Yeah, we're taking the sum of $261,400 appropriated from General Funds, the Department of Administration, the Office of Public Advocacy. We discussed this also. It's another shortfall due to the caseloads in this. And this amount of money is needed to pay the contractors and other court-appointed professionals throughout the state of Alaska. And this money is needed to take care of theirs. Failure to pay these billings could mean violation of a legal obligation and result in litigations in some of these areas. So that's the reason we need the money, Mr. Chairman.
Comments by committee members? There has been objection. Please call a roll.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Nope.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Parsons?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Pierce? Senator
Sharp? No.
1 yea, 6 nays.
Supplemental number 6 fails by a vote of 1 yea and 6 nays. Senator Adams.
Move supplemental number 7, Mr. Chairman.
Object.
I need to put the corrected number in amendment under administration. The new number should read $34,004. And under health and social services, that new number should be $8,427. And basically, Mr. Chairman, these particular departments, we need to pay their miscellaneous claim and stale-dated warranty up to June 30th, 1998, and it's past billings that we all understand these, and they need to be paid. And so that's why I brought them forth before you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any comments on this?
Were those, Senator Targeting, were these in the other supplemental?
Miscellaneous claims and still dated warrants should have all been in. Can we put this on the calendar?
We'll move supplemental number 7 to the bottom of the calendar to make see if they were in supplemental number 1.
Mr. Chairman, with that, I'll remove mine, my motion, so we can bring it up at a later date until we check that.
Okay.
Thank you,
Senator Adams.
Are these additional ones? Because, for example, the Department of Law, we did theirs at 14,000.
Pardon me?
We'll have to check it, Senator Adams. We've done
you know if these are additional ones?
No, these should be the ones. We can get the department up there.
Okay. We'll check. I don't know.
Senator Parnell?
Are we... I don't want to leave the supplemental. I had an amendment that should have been in the supplemental section that got included up front with respect to health and social services. Do you,
we have 18 more on supplemental. That one is a whole bunch of amendments.
You're right.
Yeah, we got a lot more to go. Supplemental, next supplemental, Senator, let's see. Is that, who offers number 8?
Doesn't have a name there.
Want to claim this, or it's underneath the second page.
Let's see.
Oh, in here. Okay.
Number 8 through 9 and 10 do not have names on there. Is there anyone at the table that wants to offer 8, 9, or 10?
Yes.
Senator Adams.
I don't know who's there. Is there somebody from one of the senators here? Move number 8, Mr. Chairman.
Objection. There's objection. Senator Adams.
Yes. What we're doing here is
claiming order.
A sum of $759,800 is appropriated to the Department of Health and Social Services for additional operating costs related to the foster care augment rate for special need foster care for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 1998. And basically, I've shown the following source of general funds we would need is $355,600, federal funds, $404,200. Basically, one of the things is it's the program rate is to meet the needs of children, youth, and state custody who have extraordinary problems that must be addressed on an ongoing basis. And that's the reason we need this figure raised from 404,200 up to 759,000, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Parnell?
Briefly, I would oppose the amendment. The FY99 budget that we just passed out of here, as I recall, increased funding for foster care. But even if you take those new numbers, if you added this supplemental to FY98, you'd come up with a number being appropriated that is greater than the FY99 appropriation that we've already passed. And it would nearly double the department's appropriation over FY97 for adding 42 additional children. I think we've taken a great stride forward in the FY99 budget, and I'd urge a no vote on supplemental number 8.
Any other comments on supplemental number 8?
Yes.
There has been objection. Please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Adams.
Yeah, I think that what we're doing is recognizing that we have more problems here in state with fetal alcohol syndrome effects, the development disability, oppositional behavior, multiple personality, sexual acting out, assaultive, fire start, suicide, quadruplet. There are a number of different problems that we have in Alaska, and I think that we need to look at this very closely and also to assist foster parents throughout the state of Alaska.
Call.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
No. Supplemental number 8 fails by 1 yea and 6 nays. Senator Adams, you want to offer number 9?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move number 9.
Number 9 has been moved. I did hear an objection. Senator Adams.
In this amendment, we're funding a sum of $257,000 from the general fund to the Department of Health and Social Services for additional operating costs relating to the adoption and guardian subsidy payments for the year June 30th, 1998. And what this amendment does is provide subsidies for families who provide permanent alternative home for children who are hard to place because of their special needs and challenges. And I think it's one that we need to look at very closely.
Any comments on supplemental number nine?
That's not my supplemental number nine.
Senator Adams says.
Yeah.
I'm going to be reading from some different notes. It's on number 10, it's on number 9.
I got mine backwards here.
Okay. We are on number...
Good argument.
Yeah.
Back up to number 9.
Had me
number moved. 9, now let me go. Number 9 is a little different. It delete section number 15. As you can see, it adds the numbers. We're changing in public assistance under Alaska temporary. And basically, the department is submitting an FY98 delete supplemental of $1.5 million of general fund match because the projected number of ATAP families receiving temporary assistance each month will be below the FY98 authorized levels here. And as we all realize that ATAP replaces the aid to families with dependent children. And basically, I think that... that the caseload has changed, and that's the reason we have placed this amendment before you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, according to Ledge Finance, a better estimate of the caseload reduction is reflected in the bill at $3.5 million instead of the $1.5 million that Senator Adams is trying for. So I would object to the amendment.
Any other comments? Please call the roll.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Carnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Dillard?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Charter?
No.
1 yay, 6 nays.
Amendment number 9 fails on a 1 yay, 6 nays. Senator Adams, are you going to offer number 10?
Yes, I move number 10, Mr.
Jack.
And we explained this just briefly. This has to do with appropriating $257,000 of general funds to Department of Health and Social Services for the program called the Adoption and Guardian Subsidies Payments, right? And this amount of money will be used for families to provide permanent alternative homes for children who are placed who are hard to place because of their special needs and challenges. And these particular subsidies are paid after a permanent placement is made and may continue until the child reaches the age of number of 18 years old.
Comments on number 10 from any other members? Please call the roll.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator
Adams? Yes. No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
1 yay, 6 nays.
Supplemental number 10 fails on a vote of 1 yay and 6 nays. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move number 11.
Jack, 11, object.
This is an old supplemental that's been around for some time. It's appropriating $155,000 from the General Fund to the Department of Natural Resources for the demolition and asbestos abatement at the old Eagle school site for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 1998. And basically, the components are how we'd get this money. We'd have $138,000 to disperse from to DEC's Oil and Hazard Substance Release Prevention Response Fund, $10,000 to DNR, and $6,000 to DNR for expense related to the old Eagle school dump cleanup, and that's basically how we get to this. This has been around for years. I think we need to take care of this particular project, Mr. Chairman.
Comments from committee members? Call the roll.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Charles?
11 fails by a vote of one yea and six nays. Senator Adams.
I move number 12, Mr. Chairman.
Derek.
Mr. Chairman, basically what we're doing here is appropriating $100,000 from the general fund's program receipts to the Department of Natural Resources for the workload increases at the state's recorder office for this particular year. Basically, the workload has increased in a couple areas, and so that's the reason why we need this supplemental, Mr. Chairman.
Comments? Please call the roll.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Six nays. Senator Adams.
I move number 13, Mr. Chairman.
13.
14.
15.
Been moved.
Check.
There's objection.
15. Sorry about that. I skipped
one. Basically, we're appropriating $200,000 from the general fund to the Department of Law to go into the civil division for the operating case cost for this particular year. Basically, what we have here is our caseload has increased, and it is projected that this division will overspend by $200,000 more than authorized, and that's the reason we have it. Some of the increased have been in the areas of child protection and juvenile delinquent work, and the bulk of that work has been in the human services, and that's basically, and also the child protection caseload has skyrocketed throughout the department, and that's the reason we're requesting this.
Any other comments on supplemental number 13 amendment? Take the call roll, please.
Senator Carnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Dillard?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Supplemental number 13 fails on a one yea and six nay vote. Senator Adams.
I move number 14, Mr. Chairman.
Jack. Amendment number 14 has been moved. Senator Adams. There has been objection.
This amendment appropriates $100,000 to the Department of Law, Criminal Division, for the operating cost this year. And because of the fact that the personal services line to offset a lower than anticipated vacancy factor and additional personal services costs in the areas of the extreme high caseload in the Bethel District's office that has resulted this, and the combination above has resulted in necessary to keep a attorney five position filled that normally would be vacant, and it's only due to caseload problems that we have, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments on supplemental number 14? Please call roll.
Senator Carson?
No.
Senator
Carnell? No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator
Ford? No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
1 yea, 6 nays.
Supplemental 14 fails, 1 yea, 6 nays. Senator Adams.
Move number 15, Mr. Chairman.
Next. 15 has been moved. There has been objection. Senator Adams.
Basically, what we're doing here is $1.5 million is appropriated from the general fund to the Department of Law for continuing costs that were underfunding in the operating budget for legal matters involving oil and gas revenue due or paid to the state or state title of oil and gas land and proceedings before state and federal regulatory agencies involving the transportation of oil and gas. And I think we all know the subject on here, and so I won't go into the cases that we have, but this is lowest cases that we've had in years, and I think this supplemental should be funded.
Comments? Questions? Please call the roll.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator
Ferguson? No.
Senator
Carnell? No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Ford?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator
Carr?
No.
supplemental number 15 fails on a 1-yay and 6-nay. Senator Adams.
Number 16 is a duplicate of 15. I won't be offering that.
Okay.
Supplemental.
Senator Adams.
Number 17. I move number 17.
Derek.
Basically, I'm appropriating $50,000 of general fund money to the Department of Corrections, to the Parole Board, for increased operating costs due to more prisoners to review on an annual basis. And basically, we have more prisoners that go before the Parole Board, and that's why we need the extra $50,000.
Comments? Call roll.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Pogacin?
No.
Senator Pyle?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator
Starling? No.
1-yay, 6-nay.
Supplemental number 17 fails on a 1-yay, 6-nay vote. Senator Adams. Senator Donnelly.
Okay. Randy, is anybody in your office working on the track problem? Okay.
Not yet.
Not anybody in your office?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have some stuff for you.
Could you give it to me so I can have my people start to work on it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Adams?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I move number 18.
Jack.
Basically, this amendment satisfies the monetary terms of the collecting bargaining agreement between the University of Alaska and the United Academics, and basically it's an amount of $59,000, and basically this would be made under Section 39, one of the statutes there, and that's basically why I've offered this, to satisfy the collecting bargaining agreement.
Could we ask
Winnie to come forward? I know that we talked about picking this up, but I don't understand this amendment.
Winnie?
Work your way forward, please. Senator Pierce?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Pierce, this is the amendment that was put in by OMB. What it does is the contract that we just negotiated had a small retroactive piece in it. This isn't any new general fund money. What it does is it approves that section of the contract and directs that the money will come out of our base budget.
But you need the authorization to do it?
Yes, we do. As part of PARA, Senator, we do need you to approve it as well as fund it. And this is the approval of the monetary terms, although there's no new money attached to it.
I understand.
Does existing appropriation include
this? Senator Donnelly?
This would seem, unless there's, the co-chairs have some other idea about authorizing this or opposition to it, it seemed like a reasonable thing to do.
Is there still objection to supplemental number 18?
Mr. Chairman, I would remove my objections, if I can say it.
Removed his objection. Is there any other objections on number 18?
I really wanted to vote yes, Al. Just
hearing none, amendment number 18 has been approved. 1 out of 18, Al. Not bad.
At the end of the supplemental amendment, because
I got one more right here.
Fine.
Mr. Chairman, at some point I need to go back to number 7 and have the agency come up and just respond to the miscellaneous claims and the stalemated warrants that we presently have.
Okay.
Chairman.
Senator Pierce?
With your leave, Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to do is explain supplemental number 19, and we can come back and I'll move it later when we're doing the front section. But I wanted everybody to know what the request is and what it does. Representative Hanley and I have been talking about what to do with the year 2000 problem, and this is our suggestion. It's a supplemental request of a direct appropriation in fiscal year 1998 from the Constitutional Budget Reserve to OMB for $9.5 million, which will appropriate money to OMB, and they'll then utilize that money for the executive branch, University of Alaska, and the Alaska court system for the assessment and remediation of year 2000 related computer problems. I think probably everyone at this point in time realizes that there is a problem. None of us have any idea how big it is, including, and I think they would say admittedly, OMB. But we can't just ignore it, and doing it in this fashion calls for a separate CBR vote. It is a one-time expenditure, which frankly, in my opinion, and Representative Hanley's opinion, shouldn't work against us in terms of our ongoing GF spending, or ongoing spending of any other sort, frankly, because it's a once-in-a-millennium problem. We just happen to be here not at the millennium. So this would be a supplemental request, $9.5 million to them to begin the work. There is Y2K money in the capital budget for the legislative branch. We haven't ignored ourselves and our problems. With that, Mr. Chairman, if we could put this to the bottom with the front section amendment.
Sure.
See if anybody comes up with a more brilliant idea.
Senator Parnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this amendment, I agree that something needs to be done. I am very concerned that there's a lack of definition of the magnitude of the problem and the specificity as to where the funds will be spent. We heard some testimony on that the day before. I'm going to be requesting further clarification from OMB for the committee, and I think this appropriation will be a work in progress through the Senate and the House. Both in terms of amount as well as in terms of specificity, because without any specificity as to how the appropriation is to be spent, or with little specificity, there are some real accountability questions that get raised, and yet we have a problem that needs to be addressed. So this is going to need some continual oversight. Thank you.
Okay, we will place supplemental back to the front section category, and we'll back up at that time. Senator Adams, did you?
Yes. When are we going to bring this one back up? Because
we do the front section.
We do the front section because we do agree with it. And in one of our amendments, we also, you know, it doesn't take care of all the agencies. This one doesn't take care of all the agencies. Like if there's agencies that can pay for their own regarding the year 2000, I think they should be able to. Like I do have an amendment in here for the permanent fund, Alaska Permanent Fund, to also get involved in this. We'll get to that at a later date, but we do support the concept of the amendment.
We're still holding supplemental number 7. Senator Pierce, that was the one on the warrants. That will go to the bottom, stay at the bottom of the list. Next, we have DOA number 1. I'm sorry, Senator Parnell.
Chairman, again, I have an amendment. It should have been taken up as part of the supplemental. It's in the package. It has number 1. We can either take it in order, but it really goes to the supplemental. So however you want to take it. If you want to take it now, since we've been doing supplemental.
What's it numbered, Senator Parnell?
Numbered Hess number 1.
Hess number 1. Let's take it now if you feel it's appropriate. I'll find it here. Hess number 1. Okay, one pager?
Yes. One page.
Yeah. Work their way down to Hess number 1 and bring it to the top of the pile. It's an amendment with Senator Parnell's name on it. Senator Parnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you know, for the last eight months or so, the issues of child protection have swirled through the press, through the legislature. The governor has put forth a request for 40 new social workers to deal with the problem in DFYS. I've been in the midst, embroiled in that with the department, trying to work with them on getting additional child protection workers. As you know, we passed a budget that funded 28 additional child protection workers, and the House funded 35 additional for the upcoming year. We've recently learned that this year, in this current year, DFYS will be lapsing an estimated $1 million in DFYS frontline, basically social workers. So there's $1 million worth of funds in personal services in FY98 that's not being used to take care of reports of harm that we appropriated last year. And I get very concerned when we get beaten up for not having enough social workers in there, but all the funding's not being used, or at least a lot of it's not being used. This amendment reappropriates up to $1 million for frontline social workers in the FY99 operating budget. And I expect that once we get a little closer to the end here, the conference committee will adjust the numbers accordingly.
To move the amendment.
I would move test number one.
Perhaps.
Just objection for a question. Basically, I like the words social workers. The operating budget that the Senate passed has approximately 28 social workers. The other body has 35. I wonder if you can have a friendly amendment that social workers and support staff. You know, I think that's one of the missing pieces to make the program work. If there was support staff added, that can help alongside the social workers, and I think that's one of the missing ingredients to let the program work. But I'm not going to debate it at this time, but I think it's one that we should look at closely. I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Any further objection of amendment number, HES number one? HES number one has been approved without objection. Senator Pierce?
I am painfully aware that there are some supplemental needs that are real to the departments going unmet, and the one that is the most glaring, quite frankly, is the Department of Corrections for their medical costs for the prisoners. We are still about $1 million short from the amount that the department asked for and the amount that our own subcommittee chairman said that he thought the department needed. We had identified early on, or actually OMB had identified early on, a pot of money, if you will, sitting in a reserve account, an insurance reserve account, that I didn't feel comfortable making an amendment to pull those particular funds to utilize in this supplemental, because it was never given to us as a formal, in a formal memo form, as money that we could utilize or as a departmental lapse that we could utilize. However, I will say that where those sorts of pots of money have been or are being identified by the agencies and by OMB, we will certainly entertain on a dollar-for-dollar change out, adding back to the areas that we haven't funded that where there are requests, and it would be my intent the Department of Corrections would get the money for the prisoners' health care first. I think that's the highest and best need, frankly, of the list that's on the table. It is not my intent, and it is not the House's intent, to go beyond the GF spending level that we have in this bill, but we certainly will entertain lapsed dollars as they're being identified. So we probably will see some of those. And Senator Adams, if you could help us find some of those, that would be great.
Senator Parnell?
Mr. Chairman, Annalee McConnell would like to speak to this, and normally I know that we would just like to keep rolling, but I think this is an important enough issue that we should really invite her on the amendment.
Oh, I thought we adopted it. I'm sorry. I
thought we saw the amendment before us.
I'm
sorry.
Next amendment is Department Administration number one, I believe. Senator Adams?
Yes. Number seven?
Number one, DOA number one.
Oh, we still have on the supplemental number seven.
We're going to save that.
Save that.
Senator Pierce is having her staff check and see what was included on her supplemental and
okay. The
original request and see where those amounts came from.
All right.
If we can reconcile them.
Thank you. One of the things, Mr. Chairman, before we leave supplemental, there was, by the department, had handed me a couple amendments, and I know you had a 10 o'clock deadline. I would be either offering them here or on the floor, and that would be your call, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you have the Senate's, Mindy, will you bring them up to me? Let me see what they are. I would just as soon not open the floodgates for more amendments after 10 o'clock, but let me look and see what they are and if they're something that gets us somewhere.
Are they straight here at the ad center?
Yes.
Senator Adams, could you go ahead with Department Administration number one so we can keep this rolling a little bit?
Mr. Chairman, if you accept 1 through 10, I won't offer 11 through 20. I move Department of Administration number one, Mr. Chairman.
He has offered DOA number one. I will object, Senator Adams.
Actually, it should be 175,000, but equivalent.
Was there an objection, Mr. Chairman?
Objection. Yeah, there was objection. Go ahead, Senator Adams.
This has to do with the Alaska pay time and attendance system. What we're requesting is $175,000, and it's basically it's a collection of mostly manual tasks, which differ greatly among our different state agencies. What happens is these tasks require a large amount of state resources to collect, calculate, and input the time and attendance data needed to pay state employees in all three branches of government. And basically, this provides for a productive use of resources currently allocated to administrative overhead functions, replace labor-intense manual process with automated technology solutions. It does increase accuracy and consistency with the particular pay period, and that's why I'm submitting this, Mr. Chairman.
Any comments on DOA number one? Please call the roll.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
On a pass, you got to go back and ask the other person.
No.
Motion fails by 1 yea, 6 nays.
Move number two, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Adams says move number two. There is objection. Senator Adams.
What I'm trying to do here is add approximately $110 in general fund. It's the Integrated Criminal Justice Information System. And basically what we know is the public defender's agency offices are not electronically connected and are unable to share databases, case management system, and other information. And it's a solution to connect 13 public defender agencies' office using low-cost, virtually private network technology. And basically this is to allow access to other criminal justice agencies and information, develop a statewide case management. It shares resources and improves electronic communications between all public defender's offices, that is the 13 offices. And the benefits that we'd have with it, it would increase access to legal research by outer offices. And that's why I'm submitting this, Mr. Chairman.
Comments on DOA number two? Call roll.
Senator Cornell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
No.
Senator
Ferguson?
No. Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator
Sharp?
No.
1 yea, 6 nays. DOA number two fails on 1 yea, 6 nays. Vote.
Move number three, Mr. Chairman.
Has an objection, DOA number three, Senator Adams.
We discussed this many times. It's a Juneau subport relocation plan in the amount of $100,000. As we all know that the subport facility is the only warehouse and industrial facility in Juneau, and the land under this particular facility has been transferred to the Mental Health Trust, and that particular lease with them expires on June 30th, 1999, And this particular facility is a home of the National Guard, the Marine Highway Food Storage, Administration Surplus Property Warehouse, Fish and Game, Vessel Repair, Fish and Game, Tag Laboratory, National Parks. And basically, what we need to do is to plan for a solution for a replacement of space, and that's the reason we have placed this $100,000 subport relocation planning. And I think it's one that's needed, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments on DOA number three? Call roll.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips? Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
One yea, six nays.
DOA number three fails on a one yea, six nays. Senator Adams, number four.
Move number four, Mr. Chairman.
Jack?
I will withdraw number four, Mr. Chairman. My colleague from Eagle River has number five.
Ask Senator Phillips for his comment on it first.
I withdraw number four, Mr. Chairman.
What you just offered, Al.
I'm waiting for number five.
You want to win one? Mr. Chairman, I'll move amendment number four.
Why? Amendment number four has been withdrawn by Senator Adams. It's been moved by Senator Phillips.
Do we have the
check for explanation?
Chairman.
I know.
This gets a little convoluted.
Mr. Yeah.
Sure. You're on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This project would fund about 95 workstations in the Division of Retirement and Benefits for systems furniture. The options we have with this group are move them out of the state office building and find a bigger space for them elsewhere, or squash them into the space they've got. They have a need to add more workstations in that division. The lowest cost option in this case is to squash them into the space they've got. If any of you have been down there on the sixth floor, you know it's a rat's warren of old and dilapidated systems furniture that does not have the capacity to provide for more people in the same amount of space. So we believe this is the most cost-effective way to deal with this problem. New lease space outside the state office building would be a long-term increased cost to the state. This is not general fund. It's funded out of benefits receipts, PERS, and TERS.
Senator Pierce?
I think I'm the only one at the table who's not in PERS, so I'll be the one to talk about it. So we're taking money out of the fund that goes to pay for people's retirements to buy furniture?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Pierce, all operating costs for the for the retirement funds are taken out of the funds, and cost of space and workstations are another operating expense for all of state government, including this program.
Is this in the original capital request?
Yes, I deleted it. How many new positions are they adding? They got to squeeze in the same space. You know?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure I have a good sense of that. Six or eight? Commissioner, do you?
Any other questions on DOA number four? Do I hear objection?
I don't understand what we're doing. Is there a reason you deleted it? Do you want it to be? Not going to come out of my retirement.
Was this the full original? original request?
Yes. My only comment is, I know it's not general funds money, but it is money, and we'd all like to have new furniture, and even if we're squeezed in, you know, I don't know how I'm even going to vote on this amendment, but it is on the table. Well, before I say if I'm going to vote on it, is there an objection to amendment number 4?
I'll object.
There is objection. We have heard some comments from the department on number 4. Any other comments on number 4? All roll.
Senator Donovan?
No.
Yes.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
No. Stick to my guns.
3 yeas, 4 nays.
Chairman, number 5 is essentially the same.
Okay. Number 5. The same. Department of Commerce, Economic Development, number 1, Senator Adams.
Mr. Chairman, before I offer DCD's number 1, is I need to question my particular amendment. Which takes $125,000 for international trade shows and economic development conference might be taken care of with the amendment that's in the back under front section 2. If I can get an answer from the department, which says that the unexpended and unobligated balance of international trade and business endowment earnings under Alaska Statute 3717440 is reappropriated, perhaps this money then is going to be this funding source, and I need to know if from the department what the reserved earnings are at this point.
Okay.
If somebody can answer that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Tom Lawson, Commerce and Economic Development. Through the chair, Senator Adams, at this point, the interest earned on the endowment fund is $550,000 for 9 months. We had budgeted $480,000. So if you extend that out to 12 months, we expect that money would cover.
Cover the amount. Thank you, Tom. Mr. Chairman, with that explanation, I will not be offering number 1.
Okay. ECRNA number 1. Senator Adams.
I move number 1, Mr. Chairman.
Jack.
Basically, what we have is we have $250,000 that is appropriated for the ANWR cause for the oil and gas development. What I've done is lower that to $225,000 and put $225,000 then for the North Slope Borough, which goes to the village of Kaftovik, for their community involvement in not only traveling to Washington, D.C., but Anchorage and having and hosting different senators and representatives from Congress to see about opening this. Also, the North Slope Borough would match the $25,000 to help in this particular cause, Mr. Chairman. And that's why I asked for this amendment.
Senator Pierce.
Chairman, first of all, while this money has no direct effect on it, I have since 1987 worked during interims for the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and one of my jobs is to take visitors, be they congressional delegation members, staff, administration people or third-party visitors from other walks of life to the North Slope, and specifically to Anwar and to Koktovic to help build support in the lower 48 for having Congress vote the right way on opening Anwar. As part of that, I am in and out of Koktovic very often, and I would be very supportive of this amendment by Senator Adams. I think that the people of Koktovic have some things to say, and that they have asked to for the support of the borough and of the state, and that this is an appropriate thing to do. And I also think that the Arctic Tower folks are supporting the
support. I did have a direct conversation with, I believe they, his title is Executive Director Power, and said that they valued the participation of the people in the, in this particular village highly, and he would have no objection to this approach in the budget. Do I hear any objection?
Yes.
There's objections. DCRA number one. Any further comments?
Senator
Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Parnell?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes. DCRA number one passes with four yeas and three nays. DCRA number two.
Move number two, Mr. Chairman.
There is a, I object.
Mr. Chairman, Rural Development Assistant Grant Program has been around for 20-some years, and basically I'm asking for $800,000 in NADA receipts to provide funding for projects in communities with a population of less than 900. Some of the example of projects that they can place work on is health clinics, community centers, bulk fuel storage facilities, electrical upgrades, water and sewer projects, solid waste design, equipment purchases. And that's the reason we had this program, I think, since 1973, and that's why I'm asking that this be continued, Mr. Chairman.
Any further comments on DCRA number two? Call the roll, please.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No. DCRA number two fails to pass by one yea and six nays. Senator Adams.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move number three.
Objection. There's an objection. Number three, Senator Adams.
This would add the Alaska Native Heritage Center construction funds of $800,000. We believe that the construction of this particular center will infuse an estimated $15 million in the local economy of Anchorage through construction contracts and Alaska Ventures. It will employ 10 full-time people year-round and more than 150 people part-time. As of January 1998, the Heritage Center has raised approximately $5.9 million of its $11.8 million goal from foundation, corporation, individuals, and federal government. And we all understand this particular program.
Comments on number three, DCRA? Please call a roll.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Two
yeas, five nays. DCRA fails to number three fails to pass by a vote of two yeas and five nays. Department of Corrections, number one, Senator Adams.
Yes. I move number one, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, in Department of Corrections, they are responsible for approximately 112 state-owned buildings valued at $324 million. And currently within these buildings, there is a need for $22 million of deferred maintenance, almost $9 million of renewal and replacement, and $11 million of renovation and remodeling. And that's the reason that we need to continue to maintain these facilities, and that's why I've asked for this fund. Hello?
Hello?
Senator Adams, there's no answer.
Yeah. You've got three amendments already today.
I need eight.
You need eight?
Objection, I will just mention that they asked for 800, we gave them 400 and moved it over to the bonding proposal.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. There is $400,000 in the deferred maintenance budget, and we appreciate that. However, having 112 state-owned facilities, that's why it doesn't get around to everybody to take care of the capital improvements. That's an emergency repairs that is necessary to continue those facilities, and that's the reason we wanted the total amount.
Any other comments on DOC number one? Please call roll.
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator
Carr?
No.
1 yay, 6 nay.
DOC number one fails on a 1 yay and 6 nay vote. Number two. Senator Adams?
Move number two, Mr. Chairman.
Number two has been moved. Did I hear an objection?
Yes.
I did. Senator
basically,
Adams.
We have 200, what I'm requesting is 200,000 of general funds to go back and correct some of the life and safety code problems that we have in 15 contract communities around the state of Alaska. These funds are necessary to provide safe incarceration for inmates and protect the public, and of that 200,000, we use 120 for that. The balance of the 80,000 to fund the non-contract jails, which provide similar service in rural communities which have unsafe temporary holding cells and insufficient local tax base to fund the required repairs in these facilities. And that's why I'm requesting the 200,000.
Any comments on DOC number two? Please call the roll.
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Carr?
No.
1 yay, 6 nay.
DOC number two fails on vote of 1 yay and 6 nays. Senator Adams. My intention is to go through DEC and then we'll take a 10-minute break.
We're in DC.
DOE.
DOE, number one.
Okay, move number one.
Check. Check your library.
Basically, here there's a request for $100,000 of library material, and basically we have funded library material in the capital budget in the past until 1996, and basically we used to fund them at $350,000 a year, and these have been reduced considerably until there's no funds, and basically I think libraries, periodicals are essential material to serve the needs of agencies and also the legislature. And that's the reason we have asked for this amount of money, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments on DOE number one? Call the roll, please.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Carr?
No.
1
So DOE number one fails by a 1 yea and 6 nay vote. DEC number one, offered by myself. Would someone care to move
Chairman?
That? Senator Torgerson?
I'd move DEC number one.
Any objection, DEC number one? Senator Donnelly.
The level requested by the administration this year was the 1,723,800. It's mentioned in the language here.
Correct. That's the amount needed to match the federal Village Safe Water Project. And
how does that relate to last year's expenditures? Does anybody know?
Mr. Williams, dig that out for you.
I just say about this program, this is one of the few programs I've seen where we have a statutory prohibition on the local community putting any local funds into the program. I don't know how that got into statute, but while I support this program, I'm concerned that we have a provision that for these certain Alaskans, we can't even ask them to pay 1% of these costs locally, where other Alaskans have to pay all or most of their local water projects locally, and by taxing themselves with improvement districts and paying very large taxes to pay for these. But we have a statutory provision that in this particular program, we can't even ask these people to pay $1 towards their own benefit. So I just wanted to put that on the record.
Oh, okay.
I think that that's not fair to other Alaskans who have to pay a tremendous amount out of their own pockets or directly out of their own pockets or through their taxes, local taxes, for these types of water projects.
May I comment on that, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Adams.
I agree with partly of what my colleague have said, but to help him along, maybe we should pass a piece of legislation also that if that particular area develops resource, they should keep 90% of that money to help with that particular infrastructure.
Don't even go.
Any other comments on, to answer your question, Senator Donnelly, I think I have the answer. We funded at the same level as last year, but last year we did the same thing that Amendment number one does. We reached back and used last year's money to bring it to the level that they had requested so that they didn't end up with more money than they had the previous year by using previous years.
And this is the amount of money that's necessary to meet the federal match?
To administer the program, right.
Administer the program. Okay. I don't have any objection, Mr. Chairman.
Do I hear any other objection on DEC number one? DEC number one has been approved. DEC number, Senator Adams.
Yes, I move number two, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Basically, what we're doing here is accepting $778,800. And basically, you've got to ask the question, do you want to be involved with air quality or do you want to not be involved? That's the question here. What happens here is the department has requested authorization to receive federal funds for small particle matters, PM monitoring, and what the state would do then is set up and maintain 15 monitoring sites in Alaska to comply with EPA's PM 2.5 regulations. However, if we do not pass this and the funding is not stored, EPA will perform the monitoring without state involvement and set future PM 2.5 air quality standards for Alaska, and that's just one of the considerations we need to do. Do you want to be involved or not? And that's the question here.
I'll just comment on why we did not have it in the CS. As some of you may recall, we had testimony at the table from DEC on the fact that this was the start of a new program and that it was not guaranteed, but it was highly probable that after the two or three years of monitoring, that they would then hand off the program to the local municipalities to do the particular monitoring. And there may or may not be federal funding to take care of that cost. The argument, naturally, right now, is if we don't do it, they'll do it, and we may lose primacy, or we will use primacy, or guaranteed we'll lose primacy. So you can take that for what it's worth. But the fact is that the local municipalities will be saddled with fine particulate monitoring program if we jump in and start doing it voluntarily, and maybe we'll end up with it if we don't do it voluntarily. I can't tell you that. But it's a blackmail situation, and it's just like air monitoring in our borough. We got a little bit pregnant on it and accepted some federal funding, and all of a sudden we are mired down with a multi hundreds of thousands of dollar program that may or may not be needed and is not effective in our town. Definitely not effective. So I don't have any problem accepting the federal money, but I'm just telling you what the ramifications may be, as explained to us by DEC, under the threat that you're going to lose primacy and they're going to do it anyway. Well, so what? Senator Parnell.
Chairman, I was supportive of the amendment until I heard your comments. I had not heard that from DEC. My understanding is that the equipment has been purchased by EPA. EPA intends to monitor. Based on the heavy-handedness of the EPA, in particular, in the last week and a half, just through my own experience in the area I represent, I would much rather have state DEC do this, but I was unaware of the possibility of this being passed on to local municipalities. I'll need more information on that.
That's my recollection, but I would be glad to have DEC assure us that this will not happen in the future.
These are straight federal.
They won't care to come to the table.
Yes. We have just a brief at ease.
We're due for 10-minute at ease as it is. We'll take our 10-minute at ease right now. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. We had asked, we are at the point on DEC number 2. We had requested the department come to the table and explain the program again to us that this would fund.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Conway, the Director of the Air and Water Quality Division. The PM 2.5, or the Fine Particulate Matter Program project before you, is a three-year study to look at the levels of particulate matter we have to establish the state standard. At the end of that three-year period, the monitoring project goes away. We have the ability to work with EPA to have some standards that reflect what is truly happening in Alaska.
Is there any chances that the state standards would be higher than the minimum required by EPA if they did it?
Mr. Chair, I don't think so. No. Parnell?
Senator Parnell.
This is a data collection project for 3 years, is that right?
Through the Chair, Senator Parnell, that's correct.
Thank you. Senator Donnelly.
A lot of us in Anchorage have real concern about some of the current monitoring programs, seeing they're being misadministered now with the placement of some of the monitors. I hope as this collection project goes on,
close the doors,
you consider the public input about how the monitoring is conducted, and hope you do it in a way that's fairer than the current program monitoring other types of emissions in the Anchorage area, so we get an actual fair result from it, rather than, I think, a very distorted result, which we're currently getting from the current monitoring that's going on.
Through the Chair, Senator, no, that's exactly what we hope for as well, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Torgerson?
Do we have any input on where the monitoring will actually take place? Or is this a totally EPA deal or what?
Chair, Senator Torgerson, if this project is funded, we will have that ability. If it's not funded, we will not have that ability to establish the location.
Any other questions? And this measure, this measure is particulate that's would not be windblown particulate like glacier silt down the Tanana Valley or anything like that. Is it finer than that? I know
sure.
The particulate sampling that they had to do for power plant at Healy actually picked that up and created a furor with the EPA saying that the plant was putting out so much particulate they're going to have to shut it down. And the fact was the plant was shut down at the time that the high particulate standards were being taken, and there was a windblown particulate in the air from the river system. So where are we at on this?
Mr. Chair, the fine particulate matter is not the windblown particulate matter. In fact, the EPA is revising the standard, and part of that standard will actually, we believe, will give a break to communities like Fairbanks and Anchorage because of the ability of what they're looking at will not be part of that natural condition.
Other questions by committee members? I'll sucker in on whatever you guys want to do.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to amendment number two? Amendment number two has been...
Got to come back and haunt us.
Senator Adams.
Mr. Chairman, DEC number three, I will not be offering. That was approved by amendment number one.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move DEC number four.
DEC number four.
Check.
Mr. Chairman, this basically places 1,090,000 back into the general fund for the Cordova Water Sewer Improvement Phase 2B, and basically we all know that the city of Cordova is under an EPA compliance order to upgrade their surface water source to meet federal requirements because of the fact they're in violation of mandated safe water regulation. And we had in the past approved $1.1 million to provide their reserve piping in excess, and so basically this funding is needed to fit that requirement and take care of Cordova's water sewer. And basically, I don't think it's right for any senator to remove this money, and I don't know if it was Senator Donnelly that removed this money and moved the $1 million to Anchorage. If Anchorage needs $1 million for water sewer, put it in there, but do not steal it from another community on this one. And I think it's one that's needed at this point.
Senator Adams, my staff is responsible for the CS, and there are many hands in crafting that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I did move the amendment, Mr. Chairman. I think I think you're going to see this in the final bill, Mr. Chairman, because of the fact that you're going to need 3/4 votes for the funding of these particular projects. And if it's a minority project, it's one that's going to be there.
Any other comments on DEC number four? Call the roll, please.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator
Partisan?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Carr?
No. DEC number four fails on a 1 yay and 6 nays. Senator Adams, Fish and Game Department.
Mr. Chairman, I move Fish and Game number one.
Exactly.
This basically takes care of the Southeast Regional Vessel Facility in the neighborhood of $1.3 million of AHFC bond funds. And basically, this is a critical project for Department of Fish and Game. It's all state agency currently housed in the subcourt building, needs to be out of the facility, as I discussed earlier, by June 30th, 1999, since the site goes to Mental Health Trust settlement. The department has secured a facility on the waterfront, which will allow for use of the existing dock at considerably savings to the state. And presently, the facility is used by commercial fishing, sport fishing, wildlife conservation, as well as Department of Safety. And basically, we're getting kicked out of the subport, and that's the reason we need this one.
Any comments on Fish and Game number one. Call roll, please.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Gavin?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Parkinson?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
F and G number one fails by one yay and six nay. Vote, Senator Adams.
I move number two, Mr. Chairman.
Derek has an objection. Senator Adams.
What I'm looking for is $225,000 of general fund money to go towards the hard rock mining fisheries research. As we all know that the hard rock and large-scale mining prospect in the interior and the northwest Alaska experience a significant surge in exploration around the state. Over $1 billion will be expended by the private sector for exploration, construction, and production this year alone. And this particular project that I'm trying to fund will allow the department to work with the industry on responsible development while maintaining critical habitat and fish habitat there. And so that's why I'm asking for the money, Mr. Chairman.
Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Senator Parkinson?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator
Sharp?
No.
One yay, six nays.
F&G number two fails by a vote of one yay and six nays. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move number three.
Correct.
Basically, we've seen this before. It's a sum of $56,000 appropriated from general funds to the Department of Fish and Game Subsistence Division for the operating costs for fiscal year ending June 30, 98. And we realize that particular division in general fund amount has been reduced by 40% since FY 97 and $171,000 for FY 90 alone. And I think basically we need to keep this division intact since we don't know what's going to happen with a solution on the management of Alaska lands, whether it's going to be a dual management. And I think that we need this funding, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments on Fish and Game number three? Please call roll.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
No. Senator
Parnell? No.
Senator
Adams? Yes.
Senator
Phillips?
No.
Senator Sharp? No. F&G number three fails on a one yay and six nay vote. F&G number four, would someone move that and I'll try to explain it?
Chairman, I'd move F&G number four.
F&G number four. What F&G number four does, it puts these projects back into the financing scheme that the Department of Division of Sports Fish had requested and removes the EVOS funding, which was questionable, appears to be questionable, and returns to funding for these two projects to federal funding and Fish and Game Fund match. As originally proposed by the department, they have assured me, the director of sports fish, Kevin Delaney, has assured me that there are adequate funds in there, and this does not exceed the amount that they had proposed. Any objection to amendment number four? Amendment number four is adopted without objection. Senator. We are now at Hess 2. Senator Torres.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Hess number 2 to the bottom of the calendar, or the bottom of the amendments, or whatever.
Hess, can we move that Hess 2 goes to the bottom of the amendment offered without objection, so ordered. Hess 3, Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move number 3.
Correct.
Basically, you can look at the
the change that I'm making in regards to the deletion and insertion in total funding of by placing $275,000 in the general funds to go along with the other funds there of $550,000. And this has to do with the public health laboratory non-bondable cost and bondable cost authorization. Some project expense cannot be paid from funds financed by certificate of participation without jeopardizing their tax exemption status. It needs a small general fund appropriation is required then, and that's the reason I have placed this before us, Mr. Chairman.
Any member wish to comment on this amendment or ask further questions? Please call the roll.
No.
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 No. Yes.
No. Hess, number three fails on a 1 yea, 6 nay. Senator Adams?
Yes, I move number four, Mr. Chairman.
Number four has been moved. Has an objection?
Next.
Mr. Chairman, this has to do with page number 14 within the Department of Health and Social Services under section of nursing communications. And basically, what we're looking at is $400,000 in general fund. Without project public health centers in 20 locations throughout the state, we will be unable to provide effective transmission of information concerning clients and disease outbreaks. And there are times that we have that. We're presently having one in my district out of Nome, tuberculosis, and I think it's one that we need to look at this very closely, Mr. Chairman.
Questions by committee members on Hess number four amendment? Please call the roll.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Bell?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Parson?
No.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Nope. S4 fails on a 1 yea, 6 nay vote. Next amendment, Senator Adams.
Yes, I move number five, Mr. Chairman.
Check.
There has been objection, Senator Adams.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, under the Department of Health and Social Services, within the division, I would like to insert the words Family Service Field Safety Office and Transportation Equipment. It's basically, I'm looking for $250,000. I believe that these funds are needed to provide for basic logistic resources to protect family and youth service workers and clients and to support protection or prevention services for children. And that's why I'm offering this, Mr. Chairman.
Any comments? Questions from committee members on Hess number five? Please call roll.
Senator Parnell?
No.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator
Phillips? No.
Senator
Donnelly? No.
Senator
Ferguson? No.
Senator
Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
1 yea, 6 nay. Hess five fails on a 1 yea, 6 nay vote.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to put number six on the bottom of the calendar as it is associated with number two.
Without objection, Hess six goes to the bottom of the calendar.
Mr. Chairman, I move Hess number seven.
Mr. Chairman, can we move that to the bottom of the calendar?
Yeah.
That's good. Mr. Chairman.
Senator,
I move to place number seven at the bottom of the calendar also.
Move to place Hess number seven at the bottom.
Check this for a question. Do you have an amendment that goes along with number seven?
Yes.
Will you have one? Will you have one? That's.
I don't know.
Okay.
Without objection, Hess seven goes.
Okay.
Goes down to the bottom of the calendar after Hess six.
Move number eight, Mr. Chairman.
Hess number eight has been moved by Senator Adams. Do I hear any objection?
Second.
There has been objection, Senator Adams.
Thank you.